Now yet available on
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. This is SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Let's start out, Mark, with an ice story. Now, this isn't about frozen water.
No, it's not. Well, it's on the NewYorkTimes.com. Nina Bernstein reports an agent, a green card, and a demand for sex. No problems so far, the immigration agent told the American citizen and his 22-year-old Colombian wife at her green card interview in December, after he stapled one of their wedding photos to the application for legal permanent residency. He had just one more question. What's her cell number?
As in cell phone?
Yeah. The calls from the agent started about 3 days later. He hinted, she said, at his power to derail her life and deport her her relatives, alluding to a brush she had with the law before her marriage. He summoned her to a private meeting, and at noon on December the 21st, in a parked car on Queens Boulevard, he named his price, not realizing that she was recording everything on a cell phone in her purse.
Wow.
I want sex, he said in the recording. One or two times, that's all. You get your green card, you won't have to see me anymore. She reluctantly agreed to a future meeting, but when she tried to leave his car, he demanded oral sex.
Right then.
To know that you're serious.
Seal the deal.
And despite her protests, she said, he got his way. The 16-minute recording, with the woman, which the woman first took to the New York Times and then to the Queens District Attorney, suggests the vast power of the low-level immigration law enforcers and a growing desperation on the part of immigrants seeking legal status.
Wow.
The aftermath, which included the arrest of an immigration agent last week, underscores the difficulty and danger of making a complaint, even in the rare case when abuse of power may have been caught on tape.
Oh, no. What did they do to her?
No one knows how widespread sexual blackmail is, but the case echoes their instances of sexual coercion that have surfaced in recent years, including agents criminally charged in Atlanta, Miami, Santa Ana, California.
You're talking about immigration agents all charged in those places.
That's correct.
Because this is a new kind of corruption story. Normally, when you hear about sexual exploits on the part of the government people, it's usually the police. You know, it's usually the cops pulling someone over.
Anytime you give someone power.
Power, yeah.
And you prance a hot woman in front of them, or, you know, whatever it is that they particularly like, you're going to see these instances.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, I just don't understand why in a free country that free people can't cross the borders freely.
Well, let's get to that in a moment. I want to continue the story here, because I'm wondering, the first thing I thought when you started reading this story was, well, she recorded the conversation, obviously without his permission. What's New York law say about that?
I don't know what it says. It doesn't seem to have made a difference. He got him fired. He got himself fired.
Oh, okay, good. Because it sounded to me like there were going to be more consequences for her, and I thought that's what you were suggesting. Okay.
Let's see. And it raises broader questions about the system's vulnerability to corruption at a time when millions of non-citizens live in a kind of legal no-man's land, increasingly fearful of seeking the law's protection. The agent arrested last week, Isaac Bechu, 46, himself an immigrant from Guyana, handled some 8,000 green card applications during his 3 years as an adjunct in the Garden City, New York office of the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services.
That's a lot of applications. You think that was his first time trying that little game?
Maybe. Probably
I doubt
not.
It. Yeah.
Part of the Department of Homeland Security, he pleaded not guilty to felony and misdemeanor charges of coercion, coercing the young woman to perform oral sex, and of promising to help her secure immigration papers in exchange for further sexual favors.
Not guilty, huh?
Well, that's what he pleaded. If convicted, he will face up to 7 years in prison. His agency has suspended him with pay, and the Inspector General of Homeland Security is reviewing his other cases, a spokesman said on Wednesday. The prosecutors, how are you going to review 3,000 cases?
Well, that's a lot of work, yeah.
You're telling me that the Inspector General of Homeland Security is actually going to spend any kind of time reviewing these 3,000 cases?
Maybe they'll pick a few random ones and call them.
Yeah, I mean, well, what can they do? The 3,000 cases? Imagine somebody set 3,000 cases in front of you. How many years would that take you to get through? Plus, you're the Inspector General of Homeland Security. You've got other crap to do. It's not like you're going to be able to do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just cursory stuff. Prosecutors who say they recorded a meeting between Mr. Baichu, the bad guy here, and the woman on March the 11th, at which he made similar demands for sex, urge any other victims to come forward. Money, not sex, is the more common currency of corruption in immigration, but according to congressional testimony in 2006 by Michael Maxwell, former director of the agency's internal investigation, more than 3,000 backlog complaints of employee misconduct had gone uninvestigated for lack of staff, including 528 involving criminal accusations.
Wow. Wow. So let me see if I've understood what you said there. You're telling me there are hundreds and hundreds of cases, over 500 criminal cases,
528,
where individuals that were seeking some sort of green card, visa, whatever it was they were looking for from the immigration bureaucracy, had some allegations about the agent that they were dealing with, to where they were also similarly coerced or threatened or propositioned in some way. They have so many cases, but they can't even look at them all because they just don't have the staff to look at them.
Right. They have the staff to, you know, they really don't have the staff to process people through either.
Right.
See, this is...
There are huge backlogs in the immigration application process.
This is the problem. Here you have a monopoly. The government has a monopoly on immigration.
Mm-hmm.
There's no competition there. There's no service. What do they care if they don't give good service to somebody who's coming into the country?
Won't affect their bottom line one iota.
No, it's not going to... How do I vote against this kind of bureaucracy? I mean,
don't pay federal taxes.
Supposedly, we live in a representative republic here, where I should be able to get my concerns met. I'm represented, right? I was listening to some bureaucrat on the radio today that's saying that they represented me.
Nonsense.
Of course, they vote against everything that I would vote for, and for everything I would vote against, because, well, they're a senator here in New Hampshire, and they're a liberal Democrat. I'm not going to vote for anything. I don't. She's not representing me. How can these people represent me?
It's a fantasy, Mark. They can't. It's a lie.
It's garbage.
Yeah.
The agency said it has tripled its investigative staff since then and counts only 165 serious complaints pending. But it stopped posting an email address and phone number for such complaints last year. You can't even complain now.
Wow. Oh, man.
That's what Jan Lane, Chief of Security and Integrity, because it lacks the staff to cull the thousands of mostly irrelevant messages that has resulted. Immigrants, she advised, should report wrongdoing to any law enforcement agency they trust.
Yeah, I'm sure they trust a bunch of them.
I'm sure you trust a law enforcement agency if you're an illegal alien. The young woman in Queens, whose name is being withheld because the authorities consider her the victim of a sex crime, did not even tell her husband what happened. 2 weeks after the meeting in the car, finding no way to make a confidential complaint to the immigration agency and afraid to go to the police, she and two older female relatives took the recording to the Times.
Good for them.
Yep.
Hooray for the semi-free press.
Yep. The article goes on here with other stories, if you're interested.
Other stories of corruption?
It looks like it, but, you know, that one to me was the big one.
You certainly made the point, and that is that there's a whole other world of government corruption out there, and I love how you pointed out that anytime someone has power over another person's life or their liberty, they are going to abuse it. There's just no way around it. Besides, the only way to solve this problem is to get rid of the immigration bureaucracy. There's no amount of oversight that's going to fix this. It doesn't matter if they hire five new bureaucrats to process through the hundreds of cases that they're sitting on right now. It won't matter if they expand some sort of internal agency or create an internal agency to oversee and to verify that all things are on the up and up. It won't matter in the same way that it hasn't mattered for the government police departments. There are police departments that have internal affairs bureaus, and they're just as corrupt and bought out as the lower level cops. Well, and they even have citizen review tribunals, but they have next to no power. So really, none of the measures that have been put into place to control the police and to keep them in line have worked. So there's not going to be a solution here beyond abolishing the INS or the ICE or the whatever department this is, the immigration department.
Right. We just have to trust the bureaucrats that work for us to be good people. And unfortunately, we can't trust them. Here, Ms. Maxwell from the Immigration Agency's former chief investigator told Congress in 2006 the internal corruption was rampant and that employees faced constant temptations to commit crime.
800-259-9231. What's your solution to this problem? You want to share it with us, dial on in, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Of course, the ultimate solution is true freedom and open borders. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order, or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971. Or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there completely free, so enjoy them on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days? Well, you can do it without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended cleanse. Go to FTLDiscount.com. Read some real testimonials. Find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. Friend of mine did this, and it's working for him.
We're talking about immigration. What started the discussion was a story about the corruption that is pretty much unseen in the world of the immigration bureaucracy. We see, you know, for instance, we see police corruption stories all the time. But this was a first for me, Mark, but it's completely believable that an immigration, one of the immigration officers was caught red-handed on audio tape, essentially coercing a woman into providing him with sexual services for an approval on her green card application. And this is not the only incident. I mean, this goes on. As long as you've got power, as long as the bureaucrat has power.
It doesn't matter whether it's a police officer, an immigration agency member, or whether it's a building inspector or you know, a restaurant inspector. These instances happen. As a matter of fact, I spoke to a woman who said that she was propositioned. Now, she didn't say that she wasn't very clear on what happened, but basically that a restaurant inspector, she was running her own little sandwich shop,
really?
And made some suggestions that, you know, she might not have the trouble that she was having. For some reason, she was having trouble with her, you know,
violations
or whatever. She didn't have in the proper venting system, which apparently costs $15,000. This is, you know, a venting system for a little sandwich shop.
Yeah.
One size fits all with these people, you know?
So they suggested that the problems would go away if she would just bend over.
Can you imagine?
1-800-259-9231. Your solution to the problem, or whatever you want to talk about, we go to the phones and to the fun. To Vinny, listening on KGOE in California. Hello, Vinny.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, on the subject of corruption, governmental corruption, I'd like to mention that you think that's pretty bad, what you just mentioned. Think about what's happening when you have federal intelligence agencies, when they regularly recruit citizenry as hit persons to other citizenry.
The hit persons? You're saying that the federal government has hired citizens to kill other citizenry? Other
quite
people?
Probably, yes. If you ask me how, I know. I've done some inside report research, and it just blows you away.
It sounds like it's blowing me away.
What kind of people would they be hired to kill?
Well, if they suspect, say if a particular federal intelligence agency feels that you're a suspect or something, whether you're an alien or you're a U.S. citizen, if they have good reason that they want to do away with you, they will pay federal treasury funds to or hire a private contractee, such as an investigations private eye unit, and they will go out and do all things.
Well, you know, I can't tell you whether I find it difficult to imagine. Maybe it's true. There's no way to prove or not prove it without some kind of investigation. I mean, how would we?
How did you find this out again?
Well, it came to my knowledge about 6-8 years ago when I started got a hold of a friend at a FBI the FBI office, and I spoke to him. Did an interview with the FBI agent. He asked me a few questions, and that's what basically initiated the whole scenario. He asked me, one, have you heard of the World Mine? I says, no, I haven't. Two, have you contacted the press? I says, no. Three, have you contacted the United Nations? I says, no, I haven't. I says, sir, what is your name? And he abruptly hung up the phone on me. And this guy was so shaken. I mean, he was stuttering so bad. I will not give the location of where, but that happened. And that was the initial breakthrough of this whole operation. Criminal police operation, whatever you want to call it.
Interesting allegations. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I would encourage him to go to the national press. Get to the L.A. Times and, you know, break that story. You can get protection for that. If indeed this is so, it's something that really does need to be broken wide open. I can't imagine. Difficult to imagine. But,
well, now, Mark, I don't know about that.
Don't know.
We know the CIA's business is to go and do crap like that around the world, so is it totally unbelievable they do it here
in America?
It's
not totally unbelievable. That's why I'm not saying this guy's a crackpot loon, but, you know,
just
one guy's word on the radio.
You also have to understand, though, Mark, even if you go to the Times or the L.A., you know, L.A. Times, New York Times, and you break the story, it won't change anything. That's not going to, you know, they're not going to say, oh, you caught us. We're shutting down the FBI tomorrow. They're not going to change anything.
You're right about that.
If you do manage to identify a couple of the people that might have been involved, let's say he has that information, and I don't think he has those details, but even if you identified a few of the bureaucrats who were allegedly involved in this kind of behavior, well, all they would do, if the evidence was damning enough, all the bureaucracies would do, the head bureaucrats would say, I take responsibility for this, and I'm resigning. And then so, you know, the head bureaucrat would walk away from the job, they'd bring some new guy in, and they'd say, all right, we're going to restructure the organization entirely. We're going to add 5 new layers of checks and balances in here. We're going to hire 2,500 new bureaucrats.
It's going to cost all the time.
$5 billion more dollars, and don't worry about it, citizens. We've got it under control from here on out. Trust us. Government is in control. And then, of course, most of the American people will go right back to sleep, and they'll believe that mommy government's out there keeping them safe, and that it was just one little isolated incident of corruption amongst a sea of just good, heartful bureaucrats that just care about people. Nothing will change. The only thing that's going to change the situation we're in, with all the corruption on all the different levels of government, is massive non-cooperation. Not even massive, just you know, a small percentage of people non-cooperating with the system.
Massive compared to what's happening right now.
That's true. Now we have virtually none of it. Even 5% of the citizenry non-cooperating with the government, not paying taxes, not following their orders, not jumping through their hoops, not begging for a license.
Now, I'm not saying picking up guns or,
no.
You know, torches and pitchforks and going
that's
to Washington.
Foolish. That would be foolish to, yep. To get violent. I'm talking about non-violent, non-cooperative means of resisting tyranny. That's what needs to happen. And until it does, we're going to keep seeing story after story of awful, awful corruption and just people abusing their power. Let's continue here. Karishi in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Karishi.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, see, the corruption cannot be ended. You know, it's always there and it will be there. But the only thing, you know, my personal opinion about this immigration thing, I'm originally from India.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that if you regularize these people for a short term, you know, give them a work authorization, because these people are working somewhere or the other, right?
Hopefully.
Sure. So we should really regularize them. We should know where they are. So at least, you know, they are on the record. The problem here is, you know, there are so many people out here, like you said, 12, 13, 14 million people. Nobody knows where these people are. So I think we should really...
I think that's a good thing, personally.
Karishi, what's the advantage to the government knowing where people are?
At least, you know, like if people are worth, you know, like they will have a record, you know, they will be earning legally for whatever.
Yeah. I want them to earn legally. I just don't see why the government needs to know. I mean, you know, what that makes me think of is the Japanese Americans that were put in internment camps during World War II. They were used with census data to get these people.
Tracy, thanks for the call. More on the way. You can take control. Comments on immigration or whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. If you're off the record, I'm in favor of that. I think that's a good thing. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to SpyVille.com, that's SpyVille.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. SpyVille.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, SACL-CAI, toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, they are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Those include, by the way, the bulletin board system. We've got over 340,000 posts for you to surf around through. Lots of stuff to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all totally free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. President Hillary Clinton, the North American Union, John McCain, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card. What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose which event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Continuing to talk about immigration, we had a gentleman on the line a few moments ago who is an Indian immigrant from India. And
that's where the Indian immigrants come from.
And he was talking about, you know, ways that he was thinking about changing the system. And that is the question that I threw out there. But I just wanted to comment in that there is no way that you can change the system to make it fair for everybody. The system itself is wrong.
He said as much, that there's corruption, there's nothing you can do about it. And
there is something we can
do. I understand where he was coming from. It makes perfectly good sense.
We can secede and open our borders.
You know,
we can do that.
One of the concerns there that he was addressing with his allow people, normalize people, and allow them to come here and keep an eye on them, you know, track them, is that, you know, people from the Middle East, some perhaps radical Islamists, would come here and, you know, set in sleeper cells to wipe us all out. Well, the way I would address that is I don't think we should be in the Middle East, period. And that's really the issue.
We meaning the federal government?
We meaning the federal government, the government of the United States, shouldn't be in the Middle East messing with those people's business. Osama bin Laden has said as much, that the reason that they attacked us on 9/11 is because we have troops over there supporting Saudi Arabia, and we're, you know, infringing on their land. We wouldn't like it if China was over here telling us what to do.
I don't think so. Not any Americans I know.
And the excuse that, well, they want us there. No, they don't. Their governments want us there. And, you know, every time you get involved in some other people's politics, you're taking sides. And sometimes when you take sides, innocent Americans die.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. So bringing the troops home, that would be certainly a step in the right direction.
Getting rid of, welfare that a lot of these, sort of something-for-nothing immigrants that want to come over here and live off our welfare system,
right.
Get rid of that.
See, the major thing about immigration, I've got an email about immigration I'll jump into here, but the major point that people miss is that it's the government that has created all of the problems that are attributed to immigration in the first place. Really.
Yeah, well, the government really, it's the center of immigration. There wouldn't be really immigration if it wasn't for the government.
Well, would there be just people coming and going?
Yeah, people coming and going. There would be immigration because, you know, this would still be a country without an immigration bureaucracy. But, you know, the government's what makes all the problems.
The government created the problem of forced wealth redistribution, which is, you know, the alternate term for that is welfare, where they take your money by force, by threat of violence, and then they take your money and they decide who to give it to. Of course, most of it goes to the middle-class bureaucrats that run the system, but then they end up giving it out to whomever fills out the correct paperwork. And it's just wrong. It's not wrong to help people. That's great. Helping people's fine. But it's wrong to help people when you're threatening others in order to get them to participate. So the ends do not justify the means.
No.
Why don't you just try?
I can't go to my next door neighbors with a big 45 in my hand and say, "There's children down the street that need to eat. Give me your money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go feed them."
That would be wrong.
If I want to feed those children, I should go to the neighbor's house and knock on the door and say, "Hey, I'm trying to go down to the grocery store. There's a family down the street that needs some help.
Right.
I'm going to buy them some food. Would you like to chip in so we can buy them some more food so they'll be able to eat tomorrow?"
Maybe I wouldn't chip in, but I might give you some canned food or something like that.
Yeah, who knows?
See, freedom's all about the ability to choose how you want to live your life. As long as you aren't harming another person in the process, you should be left unmolested. But the government doesn't agree with that. The government says, "Well, we need to be here to help protect you, and in order to protect you, we're going to have to take half of your income every single year."
Right. In order to protect you, we must steal from you. Because what is stealing? Stealing is taking something that doesn't belong to you, or threatening someone to the point that they give you whatever it is that you want. Like, a robber comes up to you on the street and sticks guns in your face and says, "Give me your wallet." Well, you're giving him your wallet, but it's not freely. You're being coerced.
He might
and that's
give
what
you a
the
bullet.
Government does.
Yeah.
They rob you. Because if you don't pay, you go to jail. If you don't pay, they take your house away, depending on the type of government and, you know, what it is that they, you know, their means of getting robbing you.
One of the other problems we see when we're looking at people and their opinions on immigration is that people, for instance, other immigrants, like we had the gentleman on the phone a few moments ago, they've been through the process. They've been through the rigmarole. Mm-hmm. They've jumped through the hoops. And they look back on it and they say, when they see people coming here without going and jumping through all those hoops, they get jealous. Maybe on some internal level, or maybe it's obvious. I'm not sure how they feel about it, but there's some level of jealousy there that says, "Hey,
I don't think that gentleman was jealous."
I'm not talking about him. I'm just talking about people. A lot of immigrants who are proud to tout the fact that they jumped through the hoops. "I jumped through these hoops and paid thousands of dollars, and there's all these people just coming here, and they've deemed that they're not going to jump through the hoops, and that's not fair. Everyone should have to jump through the same hoops as I jumped through.
I was beaten when I joined this fraternity, and I'm going to beat the next guy who joins the fraternity."
Yep. That's what it is. It's the cycle of abuse continuing itself.
We were talking about terrorism just briefly. We went over it, and I wonder, the terrorists threatened America by and killed 3,000 Americans on 9/11, but every single day the government threatens me with taxes, or at least every year. Every year I have to file federal income taxes and pay them thousands and thousands of dollars, or I go to jail. Every year the local government threatens me that if I don't pay my property tax and pay them thousands and thousands of dollars, they're going to take my house away. They threaten business owners that say, if you don't collect our sales tax, you're going to jail. They threaten gas stations, if you don't collect our gas tax, you're going to jail. These government agencies threaten us every single day. The terrorists threatened us one time.
Oh, but Mark, it's okay because we elected them.
Who's we? What is this we crap? Like I said before, none of these people represent me.
And actually, it's not true. Most people didn't elect them.
Right.
In fact, most people boycott elections.
They don't go anymore.
Right. So there's nothing legitimate about government except for the fact that they've had this wonderful propaganda campaign that's been operating. It's called the government schools. It's this wonderful propaganda campaign that's been operating for decades. Pretty much unmolested. Pretty much every kid in America is forced to go to these government schools unless they happen to have parents that are have the presence of mind to prevent them from doing so. And so they are indoctrinated to believe that government is good and necessary, and that they have this thing called authority. And I'm sorry, I don't believe it. I believe there are men with guns who aren't afraid to use them. But that doesn't mean that they're better than me. That doesn't mean that they have some mythical thing called authority. They're just people, too. They were born the same way I was.
They cloak themselves in the history and the legacy of this wonderful nation that we have. They wrap themselves in red, white, and blue and say that to love America is to love us. And that's not so. I love America. These bureaucrats that have taken America and turned it into this fascist, socialist welfare state that attempts to control the rest of the world, I don't love them.
Let's go to the phones, too. The fun. Talk to Alan in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Alan. You're on Free Talk Live.
I happen to agree with you that I'm really against, I'm for lowering taxes, just decreasing government activity in our
so
life.
You just want to lower taxes. You just want to lower the amount of theft.
Oh, please.
Quite
right?
A bit.
Theft is
I want a flat tax quite a bit.
Level of theft would be all right with you?
Look, either
I think we have to have some level of protection from
wait,
the
so you're saying
mean,
we have to have
police.
Some level of violence in our lives? Is that what you're saying?
What? Hold on. We're going to hold you over. I want to get you give you a chance to say what you're going to say.
800-259-9231.
Jerk.
Just trying to break people out of their paradigm here. You can take control. Bring up anything. Phones are loaded up. If you're on the line, be patient. We will get to your calls. Anything goes, of course. You don't have to talk taxes or immigration or freedom or whatever is on your mind. It's up to you. This is your show. You can take control. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Amacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Amacor and receive Boost just for trying Amacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth. And my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite. And he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group.
Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what after easy.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything on this live Saturday edition. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at store.freetalklive.com. Get great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, hats, T-shirts, hoodies, and more, all there at store.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with the phone calls. We were on the line, and I believe he's still there. Alan in Florida listening on WFTL. I kind of jumped all over you there, and Mark wanted to allow you to make a point, and I'll let you respond to him, Mark, because you wanted to treat him really nice.
Well, you know, Alan wants to see taxes lowered, and he wants to talk about the fair tax from what I hear here. Is that
no, I want a flat tax.
I'm sorry.
Fair tax is the sales tax. Increasing the sales tax to whatever it is, 12, 20, 30%. I want to just do income tax. I don't think it would work. I think just income tax, flat tax, 15-20%. Keep it simple.
Well, I think that it seems like that when God asks for 10% in a tithe, that the government shouldn't be able to ask for more than 9.9. But
I'll take that.
Yeah, right. You know, the government should be able to be huge and bureaucratic and ruin people's lives on 9.9% just fine.
I think they can do a good job. But by the way, do you believe that the terrorists would not have attacked us if we didn't have troops and they were in a large amount in Saudi Arabia? But do you think they really believe that they wouldn't have attacked us if we didn't have any troops there?
I really do believe the terrorists wouldn't have attacked us if we didn't have any troops there. They certainly would have had to come up with other reasons.
I think they hate the United States. And
that's
I think the PR, sir. We support Israel.
Well, they may very well. Oh, that's another thing. I don't think that we should be supporting Israel or any other country with taxpayer contributions. Do you?
I think that we should support Israel. I think it's in our benefit.
I think you should support
the only democracy in the
I think you should then support Israel and, you know, with all the money that you can support them with. But I don't think that every American citizen should be required to. Don't you think that really...
Maybe you're right. Maybe that's right. But I think that politically we should support them in a political way.
Well, from a political direction, I mean, what is
maybe
the American government?
Financially. But,
you know, I like Israel, I must say. I've been there. It is great. You go to the Middle East and you look at Israel, you look at the rest of the countries, and you're looking at a diamond in a bunch of rough, as far as I'm concerned. But I don't support giving them any money that we take from American taxpayers. That's wrong, and you agree. But I don't support even, you know, lip service from our politicians. Our politicians are supposed to run our country, not other people's countries.
Right. It's the meddling in general. It's not just having troops there. It's also sending money to these other governments over. And it's not just the Middle East. It's all around the world. There are over 700 military bases in over 130 countries. So it's problematic. And then there's also, of course, the CIA going around and meddling with, you know, installing U.S.-friendly dictators and assassinating people. And really, the founding fathers made it very clear that they did not want the government
peace and commerce with everyone and
right.
entangling alliances with none.
Right. How do you feel about that?
It sounds like both of you are Ron Paul supporters. I forgot what they call that category. It's not conservative or liberal, but
libertarian.
Gosh.
Libertarian would be fair, though I would prefer
libertarians.
I would prefer the term free marketeer and voluntarist. Now here's my other question for you. I know we got to get to the other calls, but my question for you, just to hold your feet to the fire here, is you're talking about this flat tax that you're advocating. Well, what if I decide that I don't want those federal government services and I just decide I'm going to keep all my money? What should happen to me?
That would be total chaos. I don't think you could have that.
How about this?
I mean, it's just like you have to have police. You know what a place is like without police? Just try it sometime.
I'm willing to hire my own protection services, sir, but I don't want the federal government.
Police are relatively new.
I think there would be total abuse. We have enough abuse as it is.
Police are a relatively new thing in sort of civilization. You know, it used to be that people did hire their own protection in the form of guards and things like that. So I think
that
could
work.
How about here as a fair sort of tax system, if there is such a thing as a fair tax, how about this? The government creates corporations, right? I mean,
right.
A corporation's magic. It's a file folder that protects people from their own particular actions. What if the government was only allowed to tax corporations?
How about if they only tax individuals and not corporations?
But then you're throwing people in jail who have worked for their money.
I'm saying that we have to have a society. It has to have
you can't have society without
taxes?
Have
some commonality.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I've got this clear. You're saying you can't have society, a voluntary association of individuals interacting with one another, without coercive taxation?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
You're telling me you can't have society without taxes?
I think that's correct.
You're saying that in order to have society, which is defined as a voluntary association of individuals working together, you're telling me you can't have that without some gang threatening each individual in that society with death?
Can you show me a country that works that way?
No, you're right. It's the gangs are very pervasive in our society,
yes.
And they do. They're everywhere.
Can you show a country that doesn't have any taxes?
No, you can't show anything like that. Like I said, the people with guns, the people with power, and the people with money are always going to be there to take the money, the power, and the self-direction of the rest of us.
I've got one question for you. Since you're encouraging us not to pay our taxes and take the risk of being arrested, have you all decided yourself individually to not pay your taxes?
I am the one encouraging that, and I do not pay federal taxes, sir. I have no interest in funding thuggery, no interest in funding
violence.
So
you don't file a tax return. You personally don't file.
He does
taxes.
Not. I'll tell you.
Where's the obligation?
It scares the crap out of me that he doesn't do it, but he doesn't do
Where's
it.
Where's the obligation for me to do that, sir?
I'm not. You can do it, interpret it the way you want, but obviously a lot of people who've stated that have ended up in jail. So I wonder, I guess, so you're taking that risk that one day they're going to come knocking at your door.
I don't negotiate with terrorists. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Rick, calling from somewhere out there. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, what's up? Hi, Mark.
What's on your mind?
Hey, that poor guy there in Florida, I really feel sorry for him. And in a way, I feel sorry for you too, Mark.
Well, you know, he does. The poor guy.
Wait, I want to find out why he
never
feels
heard
sorry.
These, probably never heard things like this before.
It's very clear that Mark and in Florida are totally intimidated by fear. Just a couple months ago, went on a rant about you don't think you should pay taxes for this and all this, but it's clear that you succumb and do pay the ransom, and I'm not blaming you or anything like that, but it's clear you do succumb. succumb to the demand from government.
Well, if a guy was standing in front
afraid,
of you, before you go on, if a guy, before you go on, if a guy was standing in front of you with a gun demanding your money, would you give him your wallet?
He'd have to take my life before he'd get my wallet, Mark.
All right, well, I'll read your eulogy.
But they aren't standing in front of you with a gun. But they aren't standing in front of you with a gun.
Do you understand the difference between living free and dying a slave?
I do understand the differences, yes.
If you allow any man to take by force your property, you are a slave.
Yeah, you're right.
What about that? What about, let's change the situation, Mark, since you want to bring up the...
I'm a slave demanding freedom. I'll admit that.
What about
you
if a... Hold on, now, hang on, Rick, hang on.
I want
to throw a question out to Mark here. Mark, you brought up this, you know, fantasy situation. You're trying to compare government to a man with a gun standing in front of you. The fact is, the government doesn't stand in front of you with a gun. They're off in Washington, D.C. somewhere, and they're going to send you several letters before they actually bring out the guns. But you know, the threat of violence is there. How would you react? And I understand it's just a wallet, right? Wallet, no big deal. I'm with you on that. You don't want to die over your wallet. But what if it's your wife? What if it's raping your wife?
Right. You know, if
what do you do then?
If the issue's high enough, I will stand. I will do what it takes to defend myself and my family.
Okay.
You're absolutely right.
When you're talking about your wife or your wallet, you're not talking about a different issue. You're talking about a different degree of a principle.
You're right. You know, let me tell you about degrees. In prison, I was in prison for 9 years. I know what it's like, unlike yourself, likely, to be in prison and to be held by these people for a great deal of time. And I saw a guy get in a fight with another guy with a knife a homemade knife, they call them shanks, over a book of matches. They even gave those out for free in prison, but it's really the principle of the thing, isn't it? A man got stabbed over a book of matches, but it's the principle, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's life or death, freedom or slave.
I don't intend to live like that. Thank you very much.
Rick, do you pay federal
taxes? That's what I said. That's what I said in the first place. Hello?
Rick,
yep,
do you pay federal taxes? Rick?
That's what I'm saying in the first place, Mark. I'm not putting a big negative whammy on you. I just want to point that fact out because the guy in Florida, you know, he brought up the words liberalism, conservatism, democracy, and he doesn't know the words he speaks.
It's true.
He would rather live securely as a slave than individually as a free, independent individual.
Rick, thank
man.
You for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I choose freedom, though I do pay the local gang because I don't want to. You know, I'm not ready to take them on yet. More on the way. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.